You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Greg Hoffman from Take Command. And the best part about podcasts is they create a 25th hour in the day. Whenever I'm commuting, metro, car, even when I'm riding my bike around town, although in that case, one earphone only, safety kids, I'm always listening to podcasts. And this offseason, you can get all the insights, all the news, all the analysis, and Logan and I occasionally make a joke or two in the Take Command podcast on demand so it fits in to your busy schedule. Follow Take Command in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
It's time to Take Command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast. I'm Greg Hoffman. He is Logan Paulson. Bright and early on a Thursday morning for us. The day after Jaden Daniels had his pro day, which means today is the day that Drake May will have his. And thus, it's going to be hard for us, Logan, to break down the future. We cannot break down Drake May's pro day. We will talk a little bit about Daniels, but I want to start the show today, and we will eventually also, of course, on a pro day podcast, get to stories of Logan Paulson's pro day, which is really what we're all here for.
Which is such a storied event, actually, in pro day history. So
yes, both. Actually, we will get to that a little bit later in the show. Always love to have story time on the program. But want to just start with like really what a pro day is versus the combine. Like we all know they're workouts, but like what is it about pro days that is different? Why do they matter? Do they matter? And et cetera, et cetera. I think there's obviously a lot of stuff that we can go deeper on too with as guys, more and more guys skip the combine and how we then weight the pro day differently when there isn't a combine to balance it against. But just to start basically, like what, I almost just want to just say like, what is a pro day? Like people know it's a workout, but like deeper than that, deeper than the obvious, like what is a pro day versus what we see at other workouts?
So yeah, I think like when you're comparing pro day to combine, like the biggest distinction is this is it's on your dime. And what I mean by that, it's on your time. And so like I get there when the workout is scheduled. I'm not out late the night before doing medical testing. I'm not up early doing team interviews. I get to start the workout when the school has designated it. And then they do a great job of kind of making sure it moves right along because the school has the motivation to make sure that you feel good, look good, play good. They want you to be productive in this setting. So I think like when you think about pro day, just think about it. It's very, very similar to the combine. You know, you do your jumps, you do your runs. You might do some on-field testing there. Like, you know, I think Jaden Daniels is a great example. Like he threw, Malik Nabers ran, Ryan Thompson did some route stuff too. So they get to see them there in person and live in living color. It's your receivers. Everything kind of is favored to you. And I think that's the thing about the pro day. And that's the thing I think that's so important with some of these athletes. It's like the combine is a great tool. It's a great tool for teams. It's not a great tool for the athlete all the time. So I think it's great that these guys are kind of taking advantage of the opportunity to kind of set the tone and say, I want to put my best foot forward in the interview process. I will come. I'll interview with the teams. Most of the guys are doing medical. Obviously, Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb Williams were the exception to that rule this year. But here they are at the pro day. They get to kind of do it and set it the way they want. And I think it's smart, honestly. I think it's smart. You sleep in your own bed, you wake up on your own time. I think it's the right move if you want to kind of have the most productive version of yourself.
Yeah, I think that everything you said plus even like you are in control of the workout itself, right? Like especially with these quarterbacks as opposed to going through a drill. And we've talked about this with the combine, right? One of the things they're testing at the combine is like, how well do you learn? We're going to show you a drill and expect you to do it 5 minutes later because the position drills change marginally every single year. Like obviously there's the gauntlet for the receivers and all that kind of stuff, but they have them run maybe slightly different routes or a different coach is doing it. So there's slightly different coaching point. The DB drills or the defensive line drills, those positional drills might change a little bit and you might not have done that exact drill before. And how quickly do you learn, adapt to the drill and do it? Well, combine, we know this with the quarterbacks because we see and we hear about the script every single year, but it's the same for every position. Like you are in total control of being able to display the things that you want to display and you have your coaches in it, and it becomes much more of a rehearsal, which is has its positives and negatives from the scouting process, but it becomes more of like a rehearsal and performance than it is like a learning test. So it really, even though it's still drills, like in many ways, it's a very different piece of information than the drills that you do in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I also think a point of distinction there too is like, so for example, at my combine, I know a lot of combines, like for our purposes, we're talking about Jaden Daniels' combine, Malik Nabers' combine, and they are going to script their own day. But for me, like a smaller, you know, like a less renowned prospect, for most guys, they'll have a scout put you through drills. So there is still that learning element, but I think the difference between the combine, where it is a position coach, you know, like Phil Rauscher, the vaunted O-line coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, does the on-field session for the O-line. Like, he's there. Chris Morgan is there. They're all the coaches are there for the event. Here, it's a regional scout that's putting you through the drill. So you don't get the same kind of coaching. I don't think you get the same kind of impact at Pro Day if you're a smaller school guy, and you get to meet the coach. But I do think it's just it's a little bit different. But I do think, to your point, yeah, you still get to control all those, especially if you're the quarterback, right? Like, I get to throw my script. I have my coach write it up. Or, you know, in Kirk Cousins' case, he wrote the script himself and said, these are the throws I need to show, I need to see. And it just allows you to, again, to put your best foot forward. And the thing that I keep coming back to with the quarterbacks, it's like I'm throwing to my guys. So it should look really crisp. Like, I know this guy. Like, one of the things when you watch every year, when you watch you know, routes on air at the combine, is the miscommunication in how guys run routes. Like, they're just a little bit off. Like, you know, everyone was kind of watching all those clips of J.J. McCarthy missing all these throws. And I'm like, this is probably not a bad throw, but this receiver is not running this route the right way. Or maybe J.J.'s a little bit ahead or behind or whatever it is. And it's just a lack of familiarity. So at your pro day, you should look awesome by comparison because it's your day. It's your, everything is set up for you to be successful. And I really think it's a great tool. I think it's a great tool. And I think the other thing that people sleep on with the pro day specifically, with the higher end prospects, is through the process. I think we might have talked about this before, is I only get to meet you as a coach or a scout a couple of times officially, right? I get to meet you at the combine, I get to meet you at the pro day, I get to meet you on the official. So I think that's where it becomes really advantageous to be like, hey, I'm getting to meet you, I'm getting to see you, I'm getting to kind of get a feel for your personality in a way that I wouldn't have without this event. So I think that's where the other big advantage comes in.
Well, I was going to say next is the other huge importance of the pro day is not just are you, especially if you're one of these top top quarterbacks or top prospects in general, in charge of your workout, you're in charge of your time. And so, you know, as you said, start time, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yes. But then also, who am I meeting with after? I don't have to meet with every team. Like, I can just, if I'm Jaden Daniels, be like, I'm going to dap up Adam Peters on my way out to the warm up. And then I'm going to spend dinner with him and his team afterwards. And you hear really cool stories. There was one that was making the rounds this week about way back in the day, the Bengals took Carson Palmer out to dinner, but they also took like his teammates with them because they wanted to see how he interacted with them, which feels a little bit draft day-y, the movie, but is actually really important. Like, how do the teammates interact on the field, but also, you know, it's one thing you can fake it. You can kind of get that enthusiasm where you need it to be over the hour or whatever session of everybody running around. You see Jaden Daniels going and, you know, dapping up Malik Nabers after he runs the 4.35. And that's great, but like, you can't fake it over the course of an hour and a half, 2 hour dinner. Like eventually there's going to be some real interaction there. You're going to be able to pull it out if you're a good GM and a good conversationalist, which, you know, is part of being the job. So, or part of doing that job. So, getting those interactions and really, of course it's the player, but it's also the agent really being in control of how the time is spent while the teams are in town for the pro day. That is a huge, huge deal. And, you know, the Commanders are in a great spot in that particular case because they're the team with the highest pick that's unaccounted for. Everyone kind of knows Caleb's going to Chicago. So if you're Jaden Daniels, the Commanders all of a sudden become your priority if you want to go as high as you can in this draft. Same thing will happen in Chapel Hill today. Drake May, I'm sure, you know, you only get one dinner. You can spend time in the facility and stuff with other teams, but that one dinner you get, I'm going to guess Adam Peters and company are having back-to-back pretty important nights here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No, I think absolutely. And I think that's the right way to approach it. Like if we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I think it's just such an important point to continue to drive home. Like, I want to know you as a person. I'm going to be working with you every single day. You're going to be the face of the franchise. You're going to be the face of the offense. And by extension, probably the face of the team, because it's such an offensive driven sport. And I got to make sure you are as close to the guy as I can tell. And I know people say, oh, film is the most important. Yes, they've watched film on all these guys. They understand what they do, what they can do, what they can't do, where they can improve. They understand all that stuff. But I want to know if you're the type of guy who's going to take the initiative and improve it yourself. And like, that's where these interactions become so incredibly important, so incredibly critical in terms of making the right decision for the organization. And I think, I had a bunch of conversations at the combine this year where like, man, I missed on a guy because of X. And oftentimes it's a personality thing. Like, I didn't, like, he was a low burn guy. Like, I thought I could get it out of him. Or I thought, and it's not that they're not talented. It's just that they don't have the motivation to continuously improve. And so if I'm drafting a quarterback, I want to make sure I got a guy that's wired the right way. But I think you look at like Mitchell Trubisky as an example, right? Wired the right way, just couldn't physically get it done at the position. So there's always this kind of, you know, this dichotomy of saying person and athlete. And I think the great thing about this draft is you've got three guys, I'm going to put JJ McCarthy in there, who are athletic enough to play the position. Now it's about finding the right person to fill the needs of your organization.
Yeah, we'll talk about the differences in those three guys here in just a moment, because I think we've come, you and I have landed in a similar place with McCarthy. It's, you know, adding on to May and Daniels and trying to separate them out now is, you know, now that we've lumped them together, we got to find a way to separate them out. So we'll do that here in a few minutes. But I think that, you know, the other thing that's cool about these interactions is it's not a first impression. It's not the speed date that you get at the combine. And maybe you might have met a guy at the Senior Bowl as well, depending on who the prospect is. But if you are at these pro days, like, you really get a chance to spend quality time, but it's not your first meeting. You have that 15-minute session at the combine, which is your shotgun first, you know, your first date, if you will. And then, you know, like, okay, we're going to this pro day and we're going to get to know them better there. And so there's not like there's a different energy when you've met someone before. And so, like, what is that energy like that second time around? What is the energy that you feel off of that prospect? And I know that feels very like woo-woo, but at the end of the day, like, if you're judging people, that's what you have to judge it on. And you just have to hope that if you're a fan of a team that, you know, Adam Peters in this particular case has a good judge of character, that he's a good judge of people, because that's kind of the big differentiating skill here as a general manager is your ability to do that well versus the guys who miss on that kind of stuff.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And again, this is why this process is, you know, the draft is considered such a crapshoot, because you are evaluating people, right? Like, maybe something about the environment at LSU spoke to what Jaden Daniels did well. And like, can you maximize that here? Maybe you can't, you know? And I think like that's, again, like that's where scouting, like the term scouting, I think is so important, is understanding those kind of elements, understanding the person, understanding the player, understanding what is going on at the school. You know, it's such an interesting process because I in a second here, when we talk about these quarterbacks, I think that's going to come to light. It's like, you can talk yourself into good and bad things with both of them, with all of them. And I think like you're just looking for that one thing. And if I'm an evaluator, the only thing I can come back to is like, do I like Drake May's film? Yeah. Do I like JJ McCarthy's film? Yeah. Do I like Jaden Daniels' film? Do they all have holes in their game? Yeah. What is the thing that differentiates them? And I keep coming back to, it's the person. I'm betting on you as a person. It's like any job interview. You know, you go and they say, oh, I'm not hiring you. I'm hiring the person. I'm not hiring the position. I'm hiring the person. And like, that's essentially what you're getting here, right? It's like, I got to have a, you know, I was talking to a person, a family friend, and she's a doctor. And she's like, you know, a lot of times for residencies, we hire the individual we like the best because we have to spend 70 hours a week for them for their residency. And it's like, that makes 100% sense, because you want to be able to say, I want to invest time in you. I want to improve you. I want you to be reciprocal with that. And so I think that it applies to every profession. It's just with a quarterback, it's more publicized and it's more criticized when the decision doesn't go correctly. So
for sure. By the way, speaking of things that should be criticized, if you want to feel terrible about the medical system, go read the history of how residencies became to be. The guy that founded them and thought that was that kind of intensive, being awake a long time and working that many hours, a lot of cocaine. So, you know, not probably the best way to run things. Anyway, apropos of none of that. Last thing on the pro day circuit, if you will, outside of story time at the end. Anything that you take out of Jaden Daniels' pro day from the media interviews that he did? Obviously, we don't know. We're not privy to the information that was exchanged between Peters and Daniels and the rest of the commander staff, DQ, etc. But anything from either watching the workout or any of the media interviews that stood out to you?
Yeah. So from the workout, I think the thing that sticks out to me, and it's something that I've been having a hard time articulating on film, and I think this is one of the benefits of seeing him just throw on air, because it takes everything else away. It lets you look at the mechanics, look at the footwork. He's got a really quick release. He's got a very nice fundamental release. It reminds me a little bit of like Jimmy Garoppolo. And he was the guy in my career that I played with who had the quickest release. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, Jane doesn't have the biggest arm. But when your release is snappy like that, it allows you to fit the ball in small windows, because defenses aren't used to the ball, the ball coming from, you know, this position, you know, kind of at your chest to out so quickly. Like, I remember Jimmy used to be able to sneak in slants and stuff, and the linebacker would read it correctly, but they weren't used to the ball jumping out of his hand like that. Now, the ball isn't traveling with the velocity that it is, you know, with JJ. I've seen JJ's pro day. You know, he's got a bigger arm. The ball velocity is better. But I do think the snappiness of that release makes me feel a little bit better about his overall, kind of like, he's got the weakest arm of those three guys. You know what I mean? But I don't know if it's going to kill him because the release is so quick, right? And the other thing that sticks out to me is like he is a little bit quiet. You know, when he does interviews, he's a little bit kind of, I don't know what the right word is. And so if I'm Peters, if I'm Quinn, I want to make sure that you are, while you are quiet, you still have an ability to relate to people, you know, and motivate people and get them to kind of follow you. And I think that's why I think like the stuff with Malik Nabers, I know that's probably getting overblown, but him going to celebrate that, it shows a relatability to your teammates. It shows that even though I might be slightly introverted, I found ways to kind of, in my own way, connect with these guys. And so that's why I think like the pro days are, they're just a small data point. You know, I'm not trying to overblow this, but again, the little technical thing there with the release, I think the stuff with his teammates is also going to be super important, because, you know, at the combine, when I saw him give an interview, he's very soft spoken. He's very humble, which I love, but I also want to know that you have this ability to be like, hey guys, we're going this way and you're coming with me and follow me. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like Kirk Cousins, when he was here in Washington, was the second string quarterback, but was always a leader in that way, you know, understood his role and understood how to lead from that role. And so did Robert in his own way. And I think that that's like something that's just like, can you do it? And it doesn't have to look like Tom Brady, for example, but you have to be able to kind of get the most out of your teammates.
So. For sure. And that, honestly, that kind of quiet but fiery personality type reminds me of Lamar. Lamar's pretty quiet, but like that dude's a good leader, and like challenge him and watch him watch. He will quietly mumble. Yeah. I don't want to say mumble, but like he'll quietly go into the microphone and tell you what he's about to do. Like he's competitive son of a gun. And I also think that, you know, if you look at some of the people around Jaden and who really likes him, if Herm Edwards and Antonio Pierce, who are notoriously competitive, if those guys and fiery, if those guys were like, right, that's my guy, right, I think that speaks very well to those categories, even if it doesn't look, like you said, like a Tom Brady, you know, fired up in the middle of the huddle, right, traditional quarterbacky, whatever. So I think that's a good shout, a good note on watching, you know, him with neighbors, and there are some other examples and data points that we can point to.